Beverly A. Richardson.
Now, you're probably wondering, why did I pick the name FinalTestCream.com? Well, the reason is because, you know those tests they have in the desert, right? With the bombs?
No.
Yes. Well, instead,
like back in the 1950s, atomic bombs?
Exactly. And this is going to be testing the cream, the ice cream, before it goes out in the market.
What? Wait. You're trying to make it like sort of like the nuclear butterscotch idea.
Exactly.
They have that. It's so dangerous, they have to test it out in the middle of the desert.
Exactly.
And what are you saying? I'm going to be the guy testing it?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
What do you think?
You know, I think that this is a very nice park. I'm looking at some very nice trees. I have no idea what the heck I'm listening to. I have no idea what is going on. I really don't.
You don't understand, do you? You know, Buck, I am really beginning to question your comedy abilities. You don't seem to have the inner ability to understand creative ideas that are going through a mind that is far beyond yours. I'm beginning to think that I made a mistake with you.
Come on, man.
The
whole thing is, we should do something more simple, like a regular website, like comedylabzone.com or something like that.
That is
just
so
have some comedy routines on there
lame.
Now.
You are, like, so, like, behind the times. You know, I really am beginning to think that I chose the wrong person. Buck, you are so 1990s. I mean, come on now. Get with the program. We're in the millennium. You're in the 1990s. Get out of it. Just face it, Buck. One-word websites just don't do it. Like slam.com, door.com, lame.com, table.com. I mean, this is the 21st century. This is the century of two name websites, like it or not, Buck.
Yeah, but, you know, Final Test Cream is three words. I just wanted to point that out to you, you know.
But that means that we're one step ahead of the century. Buck, I want to ask you a question. When I was talking to you on the phone earlier, you were telling me you had a comedy routine, and you know, to be honest with you, I'm very, very concerned.
I have a new comedy routine, yeah. I
want to hear it because I want to make sure you're out of the 90s and into the 21st century.
Come on, man, you know, I mean, comedy is comedy. You know, all right, you know.
Let me hear it, and let me be the judge of that.
I have to do a comedy routine, in the middle of nowhere. I've just been working on this one, so just give me a break. All right, let me see if I can start. Okay,
I'm ready.
I'm in front of the audience, and okay, all right. Hey, folks, how you doing? You know, I'm wondering, why do people think that, like, one job, you know, it's, like, cooler than another? You know, like people in supermarkets, they're, like, working. They're like, oh, my God. Oh, no, I'm a loser. I'm in the supermarket. You know, these people, they're so sad to be in a supermarket. Meanwhile, you know, you could be driving down the highway and you're going on one of those tolls. The people are sitting in there just taking your money. They're like, I am the coolest guy around. I am the coolest guy in the world. I am a toll taker. You know, do you ever notice the attitudes these people have? It's crazy. Why is this one guy? You know, it's crazy. You know, and you know, these are people in the supermarket. They're doing something a little challenging instead of just taking your money. Like figuring out what kind of vegetable you have in that bag. You know, and when they don't have their act together, you know, you're in trouble. You know, it's like, what avocado was that in the bag? Is that the California avocado or the Colombian avocado? You know, how am I gonna know this, you know? Like, how can I interpret these gibberish signs they put, you know, on way above the vegetables? You know, it's like way up in the stratosphere. You know, you're supposed to know the difference between, like, you know, a summer snow squash and a snowy summer squash. You know, it's unbelievable, I tell you. I can never figure this stuff out. And, you know, something else I love about supermarkets, you know, about one in, like, you know, every 20 times you go, there's a completely insane person shopping there. You know, I swear, you know, I see these moronic nutcases wandering around, you know, no idea what the hell they're doing. They spent, like 45 minutes in the canned goods aisle, like, looking for bread, like, as if it's going to magically appear. You know, and sometimes these crazy fools even, like, attack you. You know, I mean, I'm telling you, I kid you not. You know, they look in your cart and think you, like, stole it from them. That's it. They're like, those are my pickles. Give me my pickles. And I'm like, oh, yes, they are. Those are your pickles. Absolutely, sir. You know, I stole them from you, but you're too smart. Okay, so here you go. Have your pickles back, you know. I mean, it's crazy, but, it adds to the fun of going to the supermarket, you know. Anyway, you know, I've been doing a lot of, model making lately, you know. I kid you not. Well, actually, I do kid you, you know. I mean, what the hell's up with people who make models, you know? I mean, I know this guy who has, like, 8,000 airplane models in his garage. I mean, like, when is enough enough? You see, you know what I mean, folks? When is enough enough? You know, and this guy thinks he's, like, real hot shit because he makes these models, you know, like, I make model airplanes. He said it takes months to do one just right. You know, the little paint job and the little and making the little wings and everything. You know, it's like, you know, I mean, I could build a real friggin' airplane in my garage if I had that much time. All right, you know. But I swear, you know, these craftsmen, they think they're so cool. You know, like this other guy. He's a wood carver. He's like, yeah, you know, I carve wood. Like, you know, I think that makes him some kind of friggin' movie star. You know, I swear, these people have attitude. They have a total attitude problem. You know. But it's just like with jobs. For no apparent reason, some hobbies are cool and some aren't. You know, like my hobby. You know, I pick up cigarette butts off the street, you know, and lick them till they shine, and then I make complex models of South American villages with them. But do I think I'm cool? You know, hey, you know, I'm no toll taker or wood carver, but you know, I'm pretty damn cool anyway. All right, listen, you know, you might think I'm a comedian, but I'm actually a 68-year-old Norwegian fisherman's wife pretending to be a comedian. And if that isn't cool, I don't know what is. Good night, folks. It's been great. It's been great. Oh, and I just want to tell you, folks, if you didn't know, it's cool to have a last joke that's not funny and doesn't make any sense, you know? Bet you didn't know that. It's a new trend. You know, I'm the first guy doing it. Really, I am. Good night. Bye-bye. You know, that's my new routine. I have a few kinks to work out, but, you know, what do you think of it?
Well, Buck, I do have to say it is a major, major improvement from your last display of insanity, but this one, I have to say, is improving. I mean, I really got it.
I'm glad you finally appreciate my work. I mean, yes. I spent a long time on this, you know. You wouldn't know, but I spent a long time doing it. I stayed up, like, 3 nights in a row doing this.
It was very apparent, and I have to say, I got a couple of good laughs out of it. I really think you're on the right road, and you know what, Buck? I really think hearing this comedy routine help me realize that you are capable of getting out of the 90s.